Hi, I'm Nathan Mercer from Microsoft New Zealand Technical Evangelist, and I've got Michael Niehaus with me today from the Windows Group, and we're going to talk about some of the cool stuff coming in Windows 8.1. And a lot of the audience probably know you, Michael, as the MDT guy, but you're doing some different stuff these days. And what's kind of top of mind or exciting for you that's about Windows 8.1?
Well, the main thing is just really providing more options for enterprises that we can let them control the start screen, give them more options to go directly to the desktop and to control the all apps view in different ways. So really providing more options for making it work in an enterprise environment.
A lot more flexibility around that boot to desktop and the new all apps view. And
yeah, plenty of new group policies to help with the configuration of it so that it's easy for enterprises to set up.
Yeah. And I guess the cool thing for IT pros this time around is, I guess, we're releasing so much innovation all at the same time. All on October 18, we're going to have the new version of 8.1, new version of Windows Server R2, and new version of System Center to manage all that stuff.
Right.
It's kind of the first time we've had everything kind of aligned like that.
Yeah, having everything release at once is definitely a new experience. And hopefully it isn't too overwhelming for everyone, that we're trying to get as much information out as we can and let everyone know here's what's coming and what will be available on what dates. And fortunately, all of those dates are now aligning. We are trying to help out with that in the short term just by getting some RTM bits out there now. We put out Windows 8.1 Pro this week, and hopefully by the end of this month we'll have the enterprise bits out there too.
Pretty exciting time. And I guess, you know, lots of interesting new hardware and devices, new laptops, new 2-in-1s, the new Baytrail chips coming out, the new Haswell chips. So lots of innovation happening in the kind of hardware space here as well, right?
Sure, yeah. And getting longer battery life out of machines like that is going to be pretty impressive.
Yeah, and
it'll be time to upgrade again.
The Instant Go coming in the new Haswell chips as well, which is kind of interesting for the x86. Tablets?
Yeah, finally getting most PCs, because those Haswell chips will be used in mainstream laptops, to get them to work more like your phone, where you hit the power button, it's on. But even when you turn it off, it continues to do things in the background, receive email, send you notifications, whatever it needs to do, it's still on and running apps.
Yeah. And I guess also lots of little tweaks under the covers for doing, you know, faster setup and some of the new tools that come inside the Windows AIK, lots of little tweaks and things to make that better as well,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, incremental changes so that you won't really see any big changes in the processes that you're using, just little improvements here and there. The big thing is really for those running Windows 8. How do you get from Windows 8 to Windows 8.1 quickly and easily? So we put a lot of work into trying to automate that process.
Yeah.
So you can just run setup.exe/auto:upgrade, and it takes your 8 system, turns it into 8.1, and you're set to go.
And the whole, the whole upgrade, the whole in-place upgrade is a much more common scenario going forward for customers, right?
It's very common for those running Windows 8.
Yep.
For anyone running an older OS, then you have to do the more traditional refresh process. But going from 8 to 8.1, yeah, it's designed to be reliable, quick. It's not like, for those of you that have gone through the upgrade process from, say, 7 to 8.
Yeah.
It could take an hour or two at best, and the more apps, the more data you had, the longer it took. But they've made enhancements to that process to make sure that on the fastest machines, it can be done in about 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Slower machines, slower network connections, yeah, it's going to take longer, but still it's not hours, it's going to be measured in minutes.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting things happening there. I mean, what are some of your other kind of favorite features? Like, why don't you tell us about a couple of your favorite features kind of in consumer space, and maybe have a couple of others in the enterprise, like maybe like Miracast.
So in the consumer space, the Mail app in the RTM
hot.
Windows 8.1 RTM release is very nice. For those that looked at it in the preview release, what's in the preview release is not the final version. It's just a few bug fixes over what's in Windows 8. But the 8.1 RTM version is pretty nice. It addresses a lot of the challenges that you ran into with the previous versions. But for enterprises, it also adds the ability to say, I don't want to put in a Microsoft account. I want to start with my exchange account.
Yeah.
So you can set a policy that says, here is my exchange account, don't make me add a Microsoft account.
Right, and I guess you don't need to be an administrator either to do that, right? Which I think you did in 8.0 to set that up as well, or?
There were some policy areas where you might need admin access to do that. Most of that should be handled with 8.1, but there could still be some cases where admin rights are needed to apply the initial policies.
Yeah. Well, I think one of the things that I love is the start screen synchronization. You know, I set my start screen up once, it follows me around all of my devices to home and work, and that's that's a great example of some of the powered by SkyDrive integrated features that are new inside 8.1 as well, right?
Sure, using your Microsoft account, not only does the layout roam, but even the apps will roam from machine to machine.
Yeah.
It's an option, you can turn it off, but log on to one machine, install an app, log on to a second machine, the app installs there too.
Yeah. And I guess also, for IT pros out there, all of our stuff now is designed to work and operate in a multi kind of client operating system world, right? It's going to be more common going forward for people to have a mixed environment of Windows 7 and Windows 8.1 at the same time, and all of our tools and stuff are designed to work with that as well, right?
Sure. Yeah, especially with larger enterprises, when you've got thousands of machines, you need to be able to roll out the new operating system. You're not immediately going to get rid of the old one. Maybe you choose to do it with hardware replacement. Maybe you choose to do the refresh process for your existing machines. Whatever the case is, you're going to have that coexistence case for a period of time.
Yeah. And I guess I guess just kind of in summary, Michael, you know, this is the fourth or fifth kind of ticket New Zealand you've been down to.
Into a few.
You've done a couple of sessions here. We love having you down here. You know, you're such an expert around deployment. The audience loves kind of, you know, listening to your war stories. Is there any final words or anything else you want to tell people?
No, pretty much just to get ready for GA. It's coming up fast.
October 18th is the day,
away,
right?
October 18th, midnight New Zealand
time. Yeah, so New Zealand's going to be the first country in the world to get it, right?
Yeah, so you now see all the people in the U.S. trying to figure out the time zones to figure out, well, when is that in the U.S.? But yeah, basically everything is going to be posted at midnight on the 18th and we'll be set to deploy.
Cool. Well, thanks, Michael, and hope to see you next year here at TK New Zealand.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.